Well, that all performed a presentation about the environment because I've done some research. It was very interesting at first when I see the subject at the festival was about the environment. And the idea is very good. I totally agree with it, but there are some small things which I think it would be good if we mentioned. One of them is, you know, because of the capitalism. The capitalism, the idea of the capitalism, the war now is very strong and everywhere. And this idea depends, the large, the being of capitalism depends on consumerism.
Yes.
And all the companies and big advertised companies, all they are using the advertisement for making people to buy more and consume more.
Consumer items, yeah. And useless consumer items.
Yes, and they use the psychology since 1946. They use psychology in advertisement to programming people mind, even without they understand the programming unconscious mind to buy more and consume more. And because of that, it's not easy to make people to just tell them don't consume or don't buy too much or don't go according to this lifestyle. And another thing is not all people will be religious or will follow the religious way. But the point is, as you said, you mentioned in the PowerPoint, the lifestyle or people in the world should use 1/3 of what they use now. From the resources,
even less.
Yes, and because not everyone will follow the religious ways, like chanting Hare Krishna or changing lifestyle, but it would be good if we have a plan for making them making them to understand the situation. Okay, and to learn how this lifestyle ruining their life, out not only through the religious way, you know, because not everyone will follow that. Not we can't accept everyone.
You know, environment protection is like a really, really vast program. Here, I was just trying to concentrate on one thing, which is. What you're touching on is what does advertisement do? Advertisement makes people greedy for things that they don't need, makes them want things that they don't need, and makes them indifferent to the consequences of what it is that they're purchasing. But ultimately, the ultimate issue, and that's why I said you can do two things. You can educate people. You can educate people about consumerism, about psychology, about the weaknesses of capitalism, and so on. But how will you free them from actually the effects? Because it's not just in advertisement, it's also in their whole upbringing, it's in school, it's in their friends, it's with their parents. So it's all there. How will you free them from that? How will you purify their heart? You can't get away, ultimately, from being religious, whether they're religious or not, because they have to clean this tendency from their heart.
Yes, it's not only from heart, it's now from their mind too.
No, but it's not, the mind is just, it just comes up in the mind. You can't just change your state of mind. Ultimately, it's a thing, the root is within the heart. So Chaito Dharapana Marjanam, you have to cleanse these tendencies from the heart.
Okay, but you know, the point is, I know many people, they're working in the for environment and keeping environment, but they are not religious at all, even they don't believe in God.
Yeah.
But they care about the environment and future of the earth and things like that. And they are very well doing this, and they realize how the situation is going and what the governments do and what they're doing, everything.
You can control what's in your heart, at least temporarily, but you want to purify it.
I believe that way working, yeah. Okay? But what I'm talking about is, for example, in my experience, one of my friends was not religious, but, mm-hmm. but he was very good in consumer. And I was sitting with him and talking about the situation and how everything is going, how, and about money, it's an illusion and it's not real things, and buying everything is just a plan and everything. And they changed. He changed his lifestyle. Now he don't buy that much clothes, he don't buy that much things, he don't wasting things like that. But before,
that's what I said, people may control, in other words, you may say that they change, but actually the root problem still remains.
Yes, that's...
So what will you do with it? In other words, you can, you know, like a weed, you can cut a weed, but the root is still there, it continues to grow. And if it won't take one form, it'll take another form.
Yeah, it might take, but not in case of consumers, and maybe in other ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people will not necessarily be consumers, but they'll be meat eaters, they'll do illicit activity, and even if they don't do those things, but ultimately the problem still remains and it may come up in the next life.
Yeah. But that's totally right. I agree with you, no problem. I'm talking. My point is about the nowadays and what's going on now in the world and mm-hmm. how dangerous is it and how with the future of the earth with this lifestyle, which now everywhere we can see it, even in the East countries, in the Asia, everywhere. All the lifestyle is changing.
Right.
Yeah, because I think the idea of the capitalism now is very strong in the world, even stronger than religion. It affects everyone.
But, you know, the issue isn't really environmentalism. Environmental and soiling the environment. That's actually the symptom. But the real problem is godlessness, is that people don't follow the laws of God. If people did live according to the laws of God, you wouldn't have an environment problem. And environment problem is only one problem you have.
Yes, yes.
You have so many other problems.
Yes.
And if you try to deal with the problems piecemeal, rather than actually dealing with them at the root, you won't solve it.
Okay. For the case of God, believing in God, the most important thing which case it caused this situation is the schools. From a school, they teach people in a
yeah.
biology. This is
evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that's not right. Even that's not. It doesn't have the scientific promotion.
Right.
But since 19th century, they start with this idea,
mm-hmm.
and they go like this and. What we can do with education, we can change the schools that much easy. You know? It's a very big problem now. Schools made for about 60, 70 years, they're teaching evolution.
It's a fact. That's right.
As a fact, but it's not a fact. It's not even a scientific fact.
Yeah.
They cannot improve it. But they say this is what is it?
Yeah, so that's why, for instance, our devotees are going and distributing books to try to educate people. And just like I was trained in evolution, I came to realize when I read Prabhupada's books that this is just a myth. This doesn't really
exist. Yes, that's right. But the power, the number of people they can contact with them is very. It's not that much people if you compare with the schools. Okay, so what if we come from the opposite direction? If we come from opposite direction,
meaning?
we say what the capitalism and what the companies and what they're lying to people and what they're programming their minds, they can easily improve it. Okay, it's not depends on being religious or not. And we show what the plan, okay? And we in that case, if we can do that for someone, we destroy the position of government and all relating things with that.
Well, that depends on the people's mission. That's not our mission. There are, like you say, there are many organizations out there who are doing just that, who are actually approaching this from a purely mechanistic point of view, who are trying to get into education, into government, who are reaching people, and that's their remit. But we're the Hare Krishnas. We're not supposed to be doing their work,
okay.
We're doing our work. And our work is, in our way, to do both that, but to show what the actual root cause is. And the root cause is that we are separated from God. That will be a temporary solution, what others do, but it will not be an ultimate solution. Ultimately, you can't avoid, you have to bring people back into accepting that God exists, God created the world, and you have to live in the world by God's laws.
Yeah, that's right, but it's really hard because now...
It is.
Now it's... Now it's, you know, about the, they use many things to make people to be unbelievers. Many things. Media,
yeah.
Advertisement, schools, all the education system, and even something.
But anyway, we're in agreement. I'm just saying, this is our remit, our constitution. And we work with other organizations, but our business is not to become someone else and do what someone else is doing. Our business is to be doing this.
Yeah, I understand.
And so we try to present also all the material shortcomings of consumerism and the abuse of the environment. But we also meant to actually really give a real bottom line problem. And that bottom line problem is... that people ultimately have to come back to a more godly life. How many people it affects, that's up to Krishna. Our business is just to make the effort.
Yes, that's right. That's
what it is. We're making that effort. Yeah. Would you like to take some prasadam?
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Were you there when we had the program?
Yes, here?
No, when we had the program on Wednesday.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I've been there. I have a question. It's not about this topic, it's another. Stockholm in Sweden, there is a temple.
Mm.
Is it under the under ISKCON organization or not?
Well, I don't know which one you're thinking. There is a ISKCON temple in Stockholm, yeah. Restaurant. And
it's a restaurant.
There's a restaurant there. And outside of Stockholm, that's where we have our book printing and book publishing.
Okay. Not farm or something like that.
It's a farm also.
But yeah. In the Stockholm, there is no temple.
There's a restaurant temple, yes.
Restaurant temple.
Yeah, you're going there?
No. My brother living in Stockholm. And he have been there.
Yeah, there is. So I've never been there, but devotees are there. I'm just doubtful because I know that they had this property and the government wanted to develop it into some big shopping mall. And I don't know what stage that's in like right now, whether they've had to move out or not, but they were appealing it, and it was a whole issue.
Okay.
But there it is.
Okay. I just wanted to know if it's from ISKCON or
yeah.
not.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So, I did some research and I have some documentaries in case of environment and things like that. If you think I can send by email the links or information to any part if you use those kind of information.
Okay, well, we do. You know, I was just making part, but actually devotees are doing that. This devotee who was in here, Ishwar Krishna. But you can send me. You can send me links, and we'll see if there's new things there. You have my. I'll give you my email.
No, I don't have to write my address.
You can just and my email.